Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, April 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks opened the week in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 101 points to close at 33,987. The S&P 500 was up 14 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day up 34. Shares of Charles Schwab rose 3.9%. The brokerage giant said its net income rose 14%, and revenue came in 10% higher from a year ago, though it reported a decline in customer deposits, a sign that interest rates are weighing on banks' balance sheets. But State Street shares fell 9.3% after it also reported a decline in customer deposits, contributing to a 9% decline in net income. Apple shares inched higher. The company joined the competition for bank deposits with the launch of a high-yield savings account that pays an annual percentage yield of 4.15%. Alphabet shares finished down 2.8% after the New York Times reported that Google was devising radical search changes to compete with AI rivals. David's Bridal, the privately held wedding dress retailer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection about 5 years after emerging from an earlier bankruptcy. The company says it plans to shut down its nearly 300 stores unless it finds a buyer quickly. And the national average price for unleaded gas has climbed to $3.65 a gallon, rising for 3 straight weeks, according to GasBuddy. One reason for the higher prices at the pump, oil prices have rallied above $80 a barrel. Another is that the Northeast region is transitioning to summer gas from winter gas, which typically leads to a sharp rise in prices for several weeks. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.